we have been engaged with the EPA prior to May, just looking for information. When we compiled our report, we found that they were in breach of the European legislation on a number of grounds. In relation to Irish Water, I have raised it with Irish Water since we put in the report to the Commission, and since the Commission notified us that they agreed that there was a failure to deliver the scheme, and it did breach the EU directive. But we still haven't seen anything concrete or solid from Irish Water. They have engaged with the community around here in relation to pricing options and all the rest, and we expect that they will come back in the new year to follow up with that. But we believe, and we've seen it for many, many years, that there's been, the community have been dragged along here as different authorities, whether it's Irish Water or the department, drag their heels in this issue. Taking the Irish state to court as a result of failure to do this will mean, in our view, hopefully, that this will be delivered for once and for all.
Promises were made in the past, but then there were issues of coupling, and the scheme in Godore was being lumped in with other schemes, and that was causing delays, and there were various positions taken by various governments. You believe that the Godore scheme should be proceeded with as a standalone scheme as quickly as possible?
Yeah, well, we've had all the excuses, we've had all the big announcements from governments, we've had all the coupling and decoupling, as you've mentioned, in terms of different schemes, we've had all the feet dragging, and you know, we're just tired now of the excuses. The basis of it is that the Irish government are failing in their legal obligation in not providing a sewage scheme to the people of Godore. Our population demands under the European directive that a sewage scheme is delivered. The European Commission agree with our assessment on that. So therefore, they have to do something. There was an attempt to bring the European, the Irish state to court before through the European Commission. And at that time, the Irish state fobbed the European Commission off, saying, oh, well, actually, this is on our programme and we're going to deliver this in the next few years. So therefore, the Commission dropped its infringement case against the state. I don't believe that the European Commission will be as easily bought off this time, given that they were already caught out in that regard before. So I think this is a major advancement, and will hopefully allow for this scheme now to be announced and proceeded with very, very shortly.